Looks like we have an enigma. It looks like we have an enigma. The spirit mind to the flesh mind. The flesh mind sees the spirit mind and can't understand it. It's an enigma. That don't even seem like a word. Enigma. I think that's the word, isn't it? The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. It's when you say something like, you got to die daily. The flesh mind thinks, the unsaved don't even know what you're talking about. The flesh mind don't even know why that would work. Why does it work when you die daily? Let's think about this. It's an enigma. Why does it work when you die daily? So what is this place? It's a sine wave. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Everything is I just had some police on the side of the road. I had to pull. Everything is a sine wave, up and down, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. So why would the comment die daily? Why would that make sense in this reality? Well, you got the pride of man. You got the flesh, you got the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, right? And so, if you just think about it, you can infer that you're down here in the natural, and you start out, you worship the flesh, you worship the world, the flesh, pride of life, that's all you know. That's why there's people in Walmart fighting over stuff. They fight another human over a TV. It's not even food. I just threw some bread out and stuff for some blackberries or blueberries. I threw some blueberries out and some bread, and these two birds were fighting over the bread and the blueberries. Now, we're talking about a TV. They're fighting over TVs and Game Boys and game consoles and stuff like that. You know that you start out as an AI program. The AI flesh mind is the AI program. You're brainwashed by your bloodline, your culture, everything around you. You're not really thinking for yourself. You really have you don't have your own thoughts. And there's really no new thought because all thoughts came from God and you can't think outside of God. So there's really no new thoughts. Everything I say every day is based on Galatians and Romans. It's already written. Everything I'm saying is nothing new. I'm just saying it from a different angle or a different perspective. Everything I'm saying is Romans 6, 7, and 8 and Galatians. The book of Galatians. The book of Romans and the book of Galatians already said it, but I'm just saying in a new way that applies for today, which applies for every day, but I'm just applying it for what's happening today. They always come up with new words to try to hide and cloak the same truth. They come up with new words to cloak and hide the same truth. The AI flesh mind is your default state when you're born into this place. And so as a default creature, you're dead in trespasses and sin. And so everything around you is the world, the flesh, pro-life screaming at you, which is the death cult. And so you worship death and you worship the world, the flesh, pro-life until you get saved. And then God slowly cuts those things out of your life. Because if he cut them out too fast, you wouldn't be able to handle it because you're so used to it. It's kind of like weaning a child off of certain food, you know. You have to be slowly. One of the reasons that God doesn't slow is because everything around you, if God just yanked you out of Babylon, like just pulled you right out, everybody around you would say you're crazy. All your family, all your friends, everybody around you thinks you're crazy. You got to learn to handle both worlds. You got to learn how to walk down here in this crazy place, but also walk in the Spirit. And that's part of dying daily. So why does dying daily work? Because pride, what's the worst sin? Pride. The devil fell because of pride, right? And so you're going to rise up every day thinking that you're something when you're nothing. You get up every day thinking, you got to have some motivation. Don't get me wrong. You should be motivated by love or truth or something that you can't see. Something should motivate you. Freedom, boundaries, being debt free. You should be motivated. But the pride part, you should be proud of your work and proud of what you're doing. But the pride part always tries to kick in, so you have to die daily. The flesh tries to kick in, so you have to die daily. The world's screaming at you, so you have to die daily. The lies of the world are so obvious right now, it's not even funny. You should be able to die to that daily right now, because the debt money system, the whole thing's a big fat lie. The whole thing's lies. You should be able to see those lies. You should be able to see the lies of the flesh. You should be able to see the lies of the of pride. If you're all these things, if you're saved, you should be able to see these things. So why does it work? The greatest among you is a servant. Those who want to be exalted will be knocked down. Those who are humble will be raised up. It's counterintuitive to the flesh mind. When you die daily, when you submit, when you die to your own understanding and you go according to God's plan and program, see, think about it. The whole system is a devil system. The God of this world system right now is the devil. And the devil's upside down. And the devil's going to tell you to go party and go get drunk and go do this and go chase this woman and chase this one and go bar hopping. That's how I make money on Uber. I feel kind of bad about it. I make money off of the sin of mankind. But at the same time, it's a service to keep them from getting driving on the road, drunk drivers, killing people, you know? So in a way, it's protecting. When you chauffeur a drunk, you're protecting the innocent. You're protecting the innocent. Which there's none innocent, no, not one. There's for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The heart's deceitfully wicked. It's all so obvious. The greatest among you is a servant. If you die daily, if you die daily, you're actually beating the sine wave, the drama, the Draco Ma time, the draconian system. One example that you can see this in is when you sleep, when you get your 6, 7, or 8 hours sleep, you feel better, right? And you feel stronger. It's kind of counterintuitive in a way until you experience it. I'm going to get a lot done. I'm going to go without sleep and get a lot done. And then the next day you feel bad and you sleep a lot longer than you expected to. It's counterintuitive. You get more done if you sleep good, right? It's counterintuitive, people. The flesh mind would say, I'm going to get mad and I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to bless them out. I'm going to curse them out. That's the flesh mind. But the spirit mind is, I'll let God work it out. I'll let God figure it out. Goes back to Romans 12. Don't repay evil for evil, but evil with good. God will repay evil. If you repay it, he won't work. If you try to repay evil, not only is it not going to work out, but it's already, the retribution's already given. I mean, what is it? You reap what you sow. It's a give and take. Reciprocal reality. It's a reciprocal reality. And if you try to repay, it's not going to work out. If you try to do it, it ain't going to work out. But God always works it out. So you die to your, you want to get that revenge right now. You want God to work right now. Just wait. Wait and see what happens. It might be 1 year. It might be a month, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. It always comes back. It's always a payday.